I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
F104, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's Panic at the Disco, 6:48. No need to panic at the disco. It's all under control, you know. Two experienced guys here.
Well,
no problem.
The good news is it's Friday, right? So yeah. I walk into the newsroom and I'm chatting. And I said, it's Friday though, huh? At least it's the last Friday this month, isn't it?
It's not though, is it?
No. And I says, look, Jim, I hate to... It's disappointing, but next Friday's the 31st. This is the second last. How many Fridays has this month had?
It has a lot.
I'm going to actually check that now.
31 days. That's January.
There's 5 Fridays in this January.
Yeah.
January the 3rd was the first one.
So chances still are...
This Friday and next Friday before February kicks in.
Chances are you got paid last 5 weeks ago and hopefully, I haven't even checked, we were due to be paid today. So I presume everyone's in the same boat if you pay with the month. They're not going to make you wait until the 31st, are they? Because that would be 6 weeks without being paid. Assuming you got paid early for Christmas.
I'm sure some people would. You know, maybe just a calendar month thing. People get paid differently. I remember I used to get paid fortnightly. And I don't know whether it was better or not.
Here come the good times. Yeah.
You get paid twice a month instead of once a month. But like, it's, yeah. I don't know if it's a better idea or not. I'm not sure.
I say RT wages are always better, Jimmy. They're always better.
Yeah.
Bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly, yeah. Well, people get paid weekly. I don't know. What way do you get paid?
It's the same amount. It's just cut in half. So yeah, does it make a difference?
Yeah, you see, you're getting more of a regular top-up.
But it's still the same amount.
I think it's easier to...
So unless you've got a
gambling
plan
things
addiction,
if you get once a month, it's easier to plan things.
Or you keep buying guns on Call of Duty or whatever, then it's not going to be an issue. You should be able to make it last the same amount of time because it's the same amount of money. You just don't get it in two goes.
Right.
Is there anybody who's been waiting though until, or who has to wait until next?
How long are you waiting? Are you waiting until the 31st? Because if you are, we've F4's Instagram. That €1,000 for 10 questions would certainly fill the gap.
Very doable there a few months ago. Very doable.
There's only one wrong. Which is the one he got wrong? Bertie Ahern, he said, instead of...
No, was that? No, he didn't. He got a few more. He got a few more than that.
Oh, he had 7 right. That's right.
Yeah. So, if you want to have a round, hang a little listen in a few minutes, or what?
Yeah.
We'll have an Instagram qualifying question just after 7. You answer that. If you're not on Instagram, well, sorry, you have to sign up to it. It's free. Join Instagram. You'll have a blast. And go follow us then as well.
How many euros worth of books did J.K. Rowling sell about Harry Potter last year, would you say?
Last year alone.
Just last year alone. Worth of books, right? This is e-books, actually.
I'll have to have a guess on Undish the Dirt.
Have a guess.
How many e-books?
E-books worth.
All the Harry Potters?
So she got Harry Potter e-books.
Just in 1 year.
Yeah, so like this would have popped up in her account.
A year there's been nothing new out, obviously, as well.
Yeah. Stop writing. Have a think.
And
started on napkins in a coffee shop in Edinburgh.
Really?
And now it's e-books. But I tell you.
Nope. No, that's what Dish the Dirt's for, Jim. And Ollie, do you remember the guy who left the island?
The posh lad.
He's now vowing to do something with that ex that he left the island for.
All right, is she okay with that?
Not sure.
That's definitely four. Dish. Congratulations again, Nobby, and all the Liverpool fans.
On what?
On your win last night.
Oh, yeah.
On what?
Well, just, you know.
So you're so used to it now, you forgot.
Touched up at something specific. No, not at all. The last thing now is a Liverpool fan needs is me acting all cocky about it.
Here's the stat, right?
Yeah.
Liverpool have got now 69 points from a possible, or 67 points from a possible 69.
Yeah.
Which is the highest at this many games played, the highest in the history of the Premier League.
Uh-huh. Very good.
So, unbelievable stats.
That is good, yeah.
They've beaten everyone.
Speaking of Liverpool, if you went to the Sean Cox comedy gig earlier on this month, you helped raise €465,000 for Sean's family. So, well done to you. John Bishop, Michael McIntyre, Dara O'Brien, Deirdre O'Kane, Des Bishop, Jason Tommy. Byrne, Joanne McNally and Tommy. Tommy's biggest Liverpool fan on the stage.
I saw a great clip of Tommy Tiernan and he was leading the crowd at the end singing You'll Never Walk Alone, yeah. But he was really going for it. It was like Freddie Mercury arms in the air. It's like...
Yeah, he's a big Liverpool fan.
What a year he's having.
Yeah, so Sean, Martina and family made it a night that will live in their memories for a long time, but nearly $500,000 raised there.
Well done, everyone. And you had a good laugh on the night as well, so brilliant. Niall Be There For You is the headline. Ireland's footy legend Niall Quinn last night revealed he will defer his wages after he was named the interim deputy CEO of the FAI. Would you take that gig?
If they're giving me John Delaney's wages, I would, yeah.
Well, they're not deferring the wages.
So, because he's interim, is that he's just holding the seat? Does he want it? And they're trying to work out what they're going to do?
Yeah, well, they try and get everything back on track.
He initially said he'd be into the job if Delaney was gone and nothing to do with it.
Well, maybe they'll make him full-time once they sort things out. But once all the investigations have concluded, then they can start to rebuild.
I mean, it's Delaney wasn't a football guy as such. Obviously, Niall is. I think Niall, with his reputation and record, at the very least, he's going to be honest in the job. So I think that's a good one.
He said he accepted the job for a fraction of what the old gang were at. But he insists he won't take any payment at all until the FAI workers are assured of their futures.
That's sound of him. I know he should be, like, when the time is right, he definitely should be paid because I think he could do a lot.
Yeah, I like him. He's a good guy.
Does anyone remember Donna Eyre from MTV?
Yep.
Right. Well, she's in a new six-parter.
A TV? She's acting now,
I did not know she was in Biker Grove back in the day.
Yeah, of course she was.
She's in a new BBC One series. I'd say Podgy knows about this, called The Split. The show, which follows three high-flying legal sisters, sees her play Fee Hansen, who is keen to escape her controlling husband. And
you know who that is?
Ben Bailey-Smith.
Ben Bailey-Smith, the fellow who did our jingle for us.
His name is Richie.
He's a comedian. Brilliant comedian, by the way.
So, yeah, that's what she... If you've been wondering what the hell Donna's been up to, she was the one who... She asked something.
She asked the chorus where they all met.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Irishman trapped in ghost town. Teachers' fears in Chinese city at centre of outbreak. An Irishman living in the Chinese city at the centre of the coronavirus outbreak decided as almost like a ghost town. Ben Kavanagh from County Kildare. He's working as a teacher in Wuhan. And they were put on lockdown yesterday. Now, we need to just be cool, calm, collected about this as much as we can. There is an outbreak. It's very serious. There's only suspected cases, as far as I know, in Scotland and one in Belfast.
WHO aren't calling it a worldwide emergency.
No, but like there is a lot of alarm. If you go online, it's like a lot of alarmist language being used.
Mm. And the pictures as well of people getting off flights with masks on and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean,
adds more panic to it. How much did J.K. Rowling make, Jim? Everyone wants to know.
€53 million. €53 million euro on e-books of Harry Potter alone.
In just
last
2019.
Year. Yeah.
Just 2019.
Stressed out football fans are at a greater risk of heart attacks, health researchers have warned. The ups and downs of following a team can trigger the weight gain and high blood pressure that cause more coughs and colds.
Come on, United fans, it's not worth it. Not that much.
Key moments in the match can trigger surges in the fight or flight hormone cortisol.
Right.
So, you know, people have said, researchers have said that hardcore fans of struggling teams like Man United risk prolonged exposure, which has been linked to immune system damage. The findings come from analysis of spit samples.
Okay.
So, cortisol rocketed during live games for the fans who were highly fused by their team. And they were particularly high when their team lost. So they're bulling.
If they did analyse Liverpool fans at the moment, are they happier now compared to years gone by in their overall fulfillment of life, or has it made no difference?
Well, all the Liverpool fans I know are walking around like, they have that twinkle in their eye. It's like,
it's something different.
Yeah, nobody's dancing and singing yet, but there's a, you know, they're very growing confidence vibe happening.
Buses, speaking of germs, a bus operator is to use single deckers after a successful trial in Southampton, and they could roll out across UK and parts of Ireland. They're pollution busting buses. They suck in the dangerous particles so it doesn't go out into the air. You're on a bike, I got a Dublin bike yesterday and I was cycling across town, and the diesel fumes and the fumes off everything.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it in a while, it's really obvious.
Yeah, it's bad.
And if they do invent buses that can take that away, that's good.
Clever stuff. Copenhagen.
Yeah. Very expensive.
But see, this is you need to look at these kind of cities. Copenhagen's always sort of advanced, right? They are going to be, by 2025, they are going to be carbon neutral, the whole city.
That's just a few short years away.
Yeah, in 5 years. That's unbelievable. Everyone else is talking about 2050. Copenhagen, yes, leading the way again.
Yeah, no, it's if you can do as much as you can already, like I've read this morning, Tesco are getting rid of more shrink plastic wrapping. I have an electric car this week, and I put half a battery of charge into it last night. It cost me 69 cent. 69 cent it cost.
69 cent it cost.
How much would half a tank of diesel? And if but what does that rain get you? 365 kilometres.
Whoa. Yeah, but it won't always stay that low. Once everyone flicks to electric,
you're sounding like my father-in-law.
No, they will. Once they do,
it's still not going to be 145 a litre, is it?
Hurts.
It's good.
Wait till you see.
It's good for the world. They fucking better not do
it. They will. Oh, they will.
It's F104.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Ballsbridge Hotel. Plan your stay or conference for 2020 and 2021 at ballsbridgehotel.com.
Ryland Clark Neal reveals how he found out about Celebrity Big Brother's being axed. He said, "I genuinely had no words. It was a phone call." He got a phone call the night before it was announced to say it was going. And he said, in his house, he has a diary room.
What?
That's how dedicated to the show, he said, I am. This is the truth. I have a diary room in my house and two of the diary room chairs.
A padded wall where no one can hear you scream.
But I do have to say something. I know it will come back. When and how, I don't know, but I know it will come back.
Yeah,
all right,
it's not like Roiland's not busy anyway. He's got loads of stuff going on.
He's also getting death threats, which is not good.
Ignore the fact that this sounds like one of the last songs, Find the Water, because here's the new song from the Coronas called Haunted. Say that this morning.
There's an easier way. You tell me I sing things I'm just upside down.
That's where it's been.
We don't have to talk, we can just make sounds.
Find the water. That's where it's been.
Let's not forget, though, with the great sound of that tune.
It's good.
There were once a bunch of lads in Terran Your College who had a dream.
There are only three of them now.
No. Pray for Dave. He's grand, like.
They're like...
He just has a bit more time to himself, I think.
They're like the Trotter's car now. Three-wheeler. Colin Farrell revealed he is the only person in the world to hold an Abracababra black card.
Are Abra still around, yeah?
I presume they must be.
Because everyone I've seen near me has turned into a Domino's or something.
Now, every time I see pictures of Colin Farrell, he's having a green juice in LA, and I don't think there's Abracababra over there. But like,
no.
But look, if it gets them in the papers, they'll send him a black card.
The chip buddies, they did. Oh, man.
He said he's been spotted out and about sporting a new, fuller look. Also said he's been binge-eating to pile on the pounds for his new role as the Penguin in The Batman. Which he also said that, you know that show, Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives? He got a map of some of the best places on that. And when he was in between movies, he drove and he hit 50 of those spots with his pal. He put on stones. They went and did everything. Meatballs, pizza. They did the whole thing. Anyway, he has a black card. He said, I did an interview for a kebab shop in Aer Lingus magazine, which is our national airline. And because they read my interview, they gave me a gold card. Then I came on the Ellen show and came on your lovely show. And basically, I took the thing international. So Colin Farrell fans are coming to Ireland to try it. What's he eating, you know?
Right.
So then I got the call and they printed a black card. He's the only one to have one. Even the Pope doesn't have one, he's...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why would the Pope have one? Pope doesn't eat taco fries at 3 in the morning.
How do you know what the Pope eats?
Eats his own words. Nando's had a black card.
Did they?
Didn't have one of them either though. That's good news for Colin Farrell. I'm delighted for him.
Delighted for him.
Alicia Keys is coming to Dublin, Jim, this
Where's she playing?
Summer.
Where's she playing?
She will be playing the Three Arena on the 5th
yeah.
of June.
Oh yeah.
2020. Tickets are £97.
She's unbelievable. And she's not
Would
only
you pay £97 this year?
No. She's not only good, but her band are unbelievable.
So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop. Single mothers waiting on a jet to come. Young teachers
find the water.
Every song is find the water.
Up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love. And you'll find that someday soon enough. You will rise up, rise
up. Wow, sounds like one of your gigs.
Stop slagging the Coronas. We love
We're
the Coronas.
We're not
corona.
Slagging the
Coronas.
We love the Coronas.
Jesus,
we
what's
love
wrong
them.
With the world?
We love
Young
Part
drivers
One and Part 2
of
their song.
The time for change is
now. Think of a very passionate Italian man. I think he's from Italy anyway. He sounds like it. And he's ringing a landlord, an Irish landlord. And he's also passionate in the sense that he takes no messing.
Hello?
Hello, is speak to Alan, please.
Speaking, who's speaking?
Alan, my name is Paolo Antoloni from...
Hello.
Yeah,
how's it going?
You did some work for the fridge?
Yeah.
Is no go, is it broke again?
No problem, I'll get your replacement one up there now, okay?
But we lose a lot of product from your fridge is broke.
Right, we'll bring up a brand new one up to there now this morning, okay?
A brand new. How long did it take to do this?
You only have to ring me now, and I'm going to book it in straight away.
Yeah, but I ask you how long is going to take you. I don't know how long. I have to put up in business, you know.
Yeah, so I'm telling you now. I'm sorting this problem out for you now.
Yeah, I ask you a question. How long is this will take?
I can't tell you that. It'd be within 1 hour.
Well, 1 hour. You see, now, this way you would tell me in the time and I know. So, you know, there's no need to be so attitude, eh?
No attitude.
You get on your f***ing horse now. Come over here, cowboy.
Hello? Hello.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm losing my temper. I very so apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. I won't be listening to that.
No, it's okay. I'm from Rome, so I lose.
I understand.
I have a mucho passion, eh?
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I get so angry because my pineapple is melty. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you do have a horse, is that right?
Yeah, very expensive horses.
I make a proposition, eh?
Yeah.
I need a horse for my topping for the pizza, eh?
No problem.
I stick a bullet in the horsey head, and then we make a little pepperoni from the horsey bombo.
Are you for f***ing real, mate? Huh? Are you for real?
Yes.
Where are you now? And I'll come up to you now. Where are you?
No, I speak.
I'm coming up to see you now with your attitude, and we'll talk face to face.
No, you listen to me.
You listen to me.
You haven't been. Midnight is the name of your horse, eh? Midnight, yeah.
No midnight. You
and you drive around in a silver Pajero Jeep, like a hairdresser. You have a Jeep, like a hairdresser.
You f***ing idiot, you.
How dare you call me a f***ing idiot?
Yeah, you f***ing. Tick.
How dare you say this to me? Why are you so upset with me?
Why would you talk so stupidly to me?
I'm very sorry. I get so passionate.
Well then, get off the phone and talk to someone else.
Hey, I tell you what. Brian Hogan?
I don't give a f*** about Brian.
Brian Hogan? You know he's a friend of yours, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he say... He ring up Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104 and he asked them to give you a call.
Shut your mouth.
You're on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104, Alan.
It better not be.
You've been wound up by your friend Brian.
Yes.
The fridge isn't broken, Alan. Everything's fine.
Right.
Did you thought it was real, did you?
I didn't know what was going on there.
You can stand down now, Alan. There's nothing to be upset about.
Right, fair play. Yeah. Who's this on the phone?
This is Jim from the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Good man, Jim.
Brian told me to wind you up. He says you're a messer and he wanted to get you back.
He got me back.
He got you.
He got you
good and proper there, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
You give me... You shut your mouth. I'll come round to you. No
thanks,
worries.
Jim.
Cheers. I'm sorry about that. Now you blame Brian, okay?
I will.
Okay, cheers, dude.
Thanks. Bye.
The Strawberry, turn on the Strawberry. The Strawberry, what you waiting for? The Strawberry, turn on the Strawberry. Have Recce with Jim and Navi on FM 104.
FM 104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie.
10 questions, 60 seconds, €1,000. FM 104's Instagram.
We have Megan. Megan's on the line. She's from Drumcondra. She's a dietitian.
What's your number one piece of advice, dietary advice, Megan, for everyone to be healthier?
Put the fork down.
Put the fork down. Just enjoy your food.
Really?
That's what I live by as well, yeah.
Fruit and veg. Get the fruit and veg into you.
Fruit and veg, yeah.
Now, Crossy's random question to you was, what would you like to be when you grow up, when you were younger, mm-hmm. and you were asked that, what did you want to do?
So when I was little, I wanted to be a lollipop lady so I could be home in time for Barney every morning.
See, that's clever. That's a clever way of thinking.
I know. It's a sus.
So what's the M50 like? We believe you're on it, or you have been on it.
I am. I'm just inching along here at the moment, so...
There was a crash southbound around Luton.
Not the best of a Friday. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep you company for the next 60 seconds anyway, because we got 10 questions.
God, DJs are say keeping you company.
You said it about 3 times this week.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You're Mr. Keeping you company
here, Jules.
Hey, that's what we're here for, guys. We're out there, you're
out
there.
Keeping you company. Send us a text. Here's the text number, because we've nothing else to say. It's not you, obviously, Jim. I'm just...
Obviously.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What popcorn company is named after an area of New York?
Manhattan Popcorn.
Based in Finglas. What's the name of Peppa Pig's little brother?
George.
Which is bigger, a slither or a tennis ball?
Oh, Pleasure.
Who won the most recent I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
I can't remember his second name.
True or false, Drake has an 80-foot water slide at the back of his gaff.
Gonna say true.
Come Alive and This Is Me are songs from what movie soundtrack?
The Greatest Showman.
What's the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Who's the head coach of the English rugby team?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Who is older, Britney Spears or Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen.
And what does CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Did very well.
You did very well, Megan.
By the way, if you get a message on WhatsApp, not just you and Megan, everybody with Hugh Jackman in it, yes, that is real. Yes, he did play that at the show. It's going around again this week.
He played at the show, yeah.
So The Great Showman was the right answer. Tinkerbell was the right answer. Eddie Jones.
I wouldn't have got that, man.
Not the most popular man in Ireland.
No.
Britney Spears is older than Seth Rogen. A year older.
Oh, okay, very close.
And Jacqueline's second name is Jossa.
That's it. Oh, damn.
And you're right, Drake does have
Drake. So he has an 80-foot water slide. He always envisions having a massive swimming pool. I think he's got two swimming pools. But he has an 80-foot water slide that goes down to a grotto where there's flat-screen TVs and it's private down the bottom in the swimming pool area there, if you need privacy.
Same in my house.
So if Drake invites you over for a Barbie... Go, bring your togs.
I'd say you'd have the good stuff on, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean it's private in the bottom of the pool? I mean, you can live under there, under the sea.
It's a grotto.
Under the sea.
It's a grotto, so yeah, if you wanted to, have a chat. If you wanted to chat to somebody.
Underwater?
The grotto, so it's like a little cave.
Right.
So the neighbours can't see what you're doing in there.
Okay,
if you wanted to be chatting to someone in private.
The hotline bling is blinging.
Yeah. Okay. That can only mean one thing, Nobby.
It can only mean one thing. Megan, you're getting Strawberry Alarm Clock Code Mug. Hold your head high because I think we're on an 8. Are we on an 8?
She's a 7.
7, okay.
7, not too bad.
That's pretty good, Megan.
It's quite okay.
Megan,
thank
7.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank
you're
you.
You're very welcome. And
we kept you company on this cold morning out there, keeping you entertained all the way to work and beyond. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 8:46.
After 9 o'clock, don't miss them. They're going to be in the house, Codaline, doing a cover of this.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, because the drinks bring back all the memories.
Don't miss everything it after 9.
Very good.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Ballsbridge Hotel. Plan your stay or conference for 2020 and 2021 at ballsbridgehotel.com.
Are you stupid, love?
I can't believe she's only 33.
Gaga?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's new song, Stupid Love, has leaked. And the hysterical fan reaction is brilliant. Little Monsters are the name of her fans. And they go freaky loopy loop when she does anything. It's been over 3 years since she released her last album, Joanne. She must have got over Bradley now.
Joanne,
you stupid love. But it looks like fans won't have... If you say Lady Gaga songs in a Dublin accent, it means something totally different. Give me a Lady Gaga song.
Poker face.
I poker face. Stupid love, Joanne. Give us another one.
Love stick.
Love stick. Don't poke our face, Joanne! Stupid love. This is stupid love.
Look at me now.
I haven't been into her music since she turned into a Madonna tribute act.
She really does sound like Madonna. That's mad. That sounds like good Madonna. Hey Madonna, you listening?
Grant, you are grand.
Just dance. I went to paparazzi's for a just
like she's
dance.
She's a very interesting character, and so she doesn't even need the music, to be honest with you. She's interesting and for other reasons, but if it was just music, I don't think we'd be still hearing from her.
I went to Paparazzi's out in Dunleary. He's closed down now for a Just Dance because I was born this way. Stupid love.
We met in Allhorn yesterday. We can't talk about the interview. We can't play the interview till
what happens if we do? Do we get horsewhipped?
Other people get upset.
No access for the next time he's around.
But one person we didn't talk to, Niall, was about Louis Tomlinson because he's hinted that One Direction have not yet taken their final bow.
Of course they haven't.
Group.
If you did do like a reunion gig, or you know, who would be the one, do you think, who would initiate it? Who would be the one that kind of gather everybody together and go, come on, it's a good time, let's do it now?
Probably me or Niall, I reckon.
Yeah.
One of the two of us. Niall's good like that, so probably Niall.
Is he the organiser?
Not necessarily the organiser, he's just so nice. Just such a lovely guy. Can't ever rub people up the wrong way, so he's the right man to have that chat, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Niall's a good guy. You know?
He's a nice chap. You'll
hear
that
interview. He's a good guy. You'd like him to go out with your sister.
You can watch that interview. Of course you would. Your sister would be sorted for life.
It's not just about money. Like, I mean, he's a nice guy. He'd treat her well is what I meant.
We've given away... I know. We've given away Doolittle tickets all this week on FM104's Kids in the Car. But Robert Downey Jr. is the sir. And he's got a great agent, hasn't he? He really does.
What's
him. And like, he's been the highest earning male actor in Hollywood since about 2008 because of Iron Man.
That's talent. Pure talent shining through.
Yeah, but he's not the first actor that comes to mind if you said, give me your top five actors of all time.
No. So I doubt he's in anybody's top five.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying...
He's not bad. He's brilliant.
You don't put him
he's
in
not
hero
in the top
status.
Five. He's never in the top five.
But he's highest earning. Anyway, he's on Graham Norton's couch tonight. If you're still waiting to be paid till next Friday. And Emma Thompson will also be there.
Good lineup, yeah.
There you go, yeah. Get it on the UK BBC One version. You get to watch it earlier than everybody else.
Dev Patel may play the lead, but he thinks Hugh Laurie steals the show in their latest movie together. They both play Dickens characters in The Personal History of David Copperfield, which is out at the Pictures today. Dev says Hugh and Tilda Swinton are a brilliant pair in this film.
Him and Tilda together are just an amazing double act. And Hugh, we've been promoting it out in Toronto. We had the Toronto Film Festival and he's just so funny.
Yes.
Stranger Things star Finn Wolfhard stars in the new horror film The Turning. The movie's about a woman who has to look after a young boy and a girl after something terrible happens. It's based on Henry James's novella,
so it's
The Turn of the Screw.
What happens is what happens in all the Disney movies to everybody's parents at the start.
Here's a clip of what to expect.
What happened to your last nanny?
Like I'd tell.
You need to take charge here, Kate.
Oh, stop. It's too freaky. It's too freaky. Stop.
Keeping the lights
stop.
On won't
too freaky.
Safe.
You stop.
New
music today is out from the Coronas and it's called Haunted. Oh, Jesus, lads. Why is everything so difficult? This is called Haunted. I'm not sure if Dave is still on that track or it's now the new stuff from now on has no Dave on it. I'm not sure. Not sure.
We don't know.
We don't know. I know I'm impatient. And that is Dish the Dirt. Louis, who we've just been hearing from on the one show that sounded like he was on, His song Walls has been written by Noel Gallagher. He's now working with ex-boy bands. It's FM104. Stop crying your heart out.
Dublin's FM4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and in studio Code Line are back. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's very early.
It is a bit early. Why don't we get ourselves warmed up with a song?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get warmed up and you do some work.
Performance warmness. What would you like to do? A cover or one of your own? What are you going to start with?
We'll start with a cover. It's a big song at the moment, but we heard this song before Christmas, and we think it's an awesome song, great lyrics, and it's cool. Anyway, I won't bore you. Here is Memories by Maroon 5.
On the Strawberry Alarm Clock, on F104, Code Line.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today,
toast to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back you. There's a time that I remember when I did not know the pain, but nothing lasts forever and everything must change. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name, yeah. Reaching out to call you just to talk to you again, singing. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts some days, but everything will be alright, so raise a glass and say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back you. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Memories bring back you.
Dublin's F and Four. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. That's Code Line. Memories, their cover. That's brilliant, lads.
Thank you. You're very good.
I know. I don't want to sound surprised or anything. But that sounds like a Code Line song. It doesn't sound like you're covering somebody else. It sounds like your song now. Yeah.
That song from Maroon 5 has really resonated with people. I don't know if it's because they're thinking of people that aren't here anymore.
Yeah.
Just nights out.
Yeah.
It seems to have struck a chord. It's done very well for them.
That's exactly like before Christmas it came on, and it's like remembering people who you can't, who aren't there with you and all that. It's awesome. It's a great tune.
Yeah. Great lyrics, like.
Yeah.
It is, it's good. That's a great version. It's cool.
I've noticed you guys doing a lot of video stuff of the band behind the scenes and stuff. Whose idea was that? Probably not yours, Steve.
No.
let's get you to do loads of talking to the camera about the band. Stuff you love. And let's film it.
Yeah. We've always kind of tried.
But they convince you. And it looks really good. So, you know.
It's
good. We've always tried to do it ourselves. But like, it's nice having someone else on board to help get it all done.
So it wasn't you, Jay?
No.
If a guy's called Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf.
He was in Gladiators, remember him?
Yeah.
He's now taking a hand to.
Is Jack hanging around in the background? Yeah.
That shows. It was on recently. The suits never fit. Their nipples always came out either side of the suits. You ever notice that? The men.
Yeah, never happened with the women, though, of course.
I watched it two days ago.
It'd still be on TV if it happened. There is a show very similar to it called Ninja Warriors. Have you seen that?
That's class.
That is class.
That's the real deal.
The girl from the Saturdays, her only job is to go, come on, from the side. That's her only job.
That's all she did in the Saturdays.
Rochelle, she just runs along beside them and there's a camera crew with her going, come on, you can do it. And that's all she does. That's my only problem with the show.
The reason behind the video, was that just to get stuff out behind the scenes of the band, or what's the thinking behind it?
It's stuff we've always kind of wanted to share, because I think when we were growing up, you used to get like the deluxe versions of albums.
Yes.
And the DVD that you used to get, like the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's when you really fell in love with the band. So I think it's nice to be able to put a bit more of ourselves out there. We were always a bit kind of quiet, but now there's more of us.
Yeah. We're just hoping people fall in love with us then.
Yeah. They will.
How could you not?
They haven't already, they will.
So you're recording, you've got your own home studio, so you're recording all the time. Is there you can actually just record every day if you wanted to. There's nobody saying, hey, studio time's up, get out.
It's a massive luxury to have.
Yeah.
It's also where we rehearse. We kind of have this lockup out in North County Dublin somewhere.
Let's be vague about the location. <Yeah.
laughs> But, it's in Dublin.
It's great to have our own space, because normally we go to London or America to record in studios, but there's something great about being at home at the same time as making
it. It's also cheaper.
It is cheaper, yeah. And it's just way more relaxed as well, like, you know, because it's just the four of us in the studio, like Jay is producing everything, like, you know. And dogs come and go.
Is there a kitchen in it?
There is a kitchen, yeah.
Pool table?
No pool table yet. Oh. No, not yet. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Jim was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll come over." No, pool table. No, I'm not coming over.
We invite him over. It's our pool table.
Where's the pool table?
No. Sorry. No.
Though, most studios have one kind of away from the.
That's what I was thinking. There's always cool gadgets in studios and
yeah, then
things.
Less music gets made.
That's true. Yeah. Distractions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Focus.
Yeah. So yeah,
it doesn't have to be like Google with like bars on every corner. It's like.
Oh, no, no, we do have a slide, though, from one floor to the other.
Do you?
No.
Oh, man, you should have kept that going.
I thought that Dermot Gavin had already helped.
You should have gone somewhere with a cool slide and pretended it was in part of your studio behind the scenes.
Fireman pole, everything.
I mean, we could get one.
We could.
There is space for a slide.
Help safety.
So, come here, St. Anne's, what was that like?
Amazing. Yeah, it's a park I used to always go to when I was younger, like, because... I had fake aunties and uncles that lived there, like friends of my mum's.
Did they have bags of cans in the bushes as well?
No, they used to make battered Mars bars for me, like when I stayed over there.
All right.
Yeah.
That's how true. The gig was.
Interesting fact.
But the fact, like, getting to play a gig in there was amazing. And, like, to do the first gigs in there.
Yeah, the first ever to play it, were you?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all doing it.
Yeah, now they're all at it. Like,
yeah.
You know? It's a great place for a venue, though, because the way the stage is set up, the trees just perfectly surround you. So it's kind of like this nice enclosing.
Cool. Yeah,
it feels more intimate than the likes of Malahide and Marley Park, which, you know, it's still a huge gig, but it's nice. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's also not usually safe to go into St. Anne's after dark, but when the concert's on, it's okay.
I'm sure the people around there will be delighted to hear you say
that. Oh, I regularly go there. It's a lovely park. If I had to pick a favourite.
Are you the reason why they're not allowed to go there at that time?
No, Google it. Google it.
I'd give most parks to swerve after dark. Like.
Exactly. It's good advice. It's not personal, St. Anne's.
Black Rock has a park after dark. It's, you know, I would definitely not
Ropey
go there.
Ropey as F.
I'd rather St. Anne's.
But if I had to pick a favourite, I'd probably say Malahide.
Yeah. Would you know?
Yeah. But they close the gates, though, so you can't get in after dark, I think, don't they?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah,
there's a sneaky way around the Yellow Walls Road. You can hop over the wall.
Nobody likes to get chases off
what
the park.
What other parks do you like?
Cavendish Park's very It's very large for the south side. People are unaware how big it is.
Yes. So where will you play this year then? Or can you say yet?
We're not actually...
Not in a park.
Not in a park though, yeah.
We don't have any plan to play any show this year.
Okay.
So, as of now. But we might do something smaller or something around the time of the album.
Kind of this year, like during the summer, we're going to focus on the album getting out and doing promotion around that, and then tour towards the end of next year. Towards the end of this year. Yeah. And yeah, so we'll definitely do something in Dublin around the time of the album launch.
So loads of singles coming on the way, so watch out for all the singles. They're about to plop any day.
He says plop instead of drop.
I refuse to say drop. Wherever you are is your most recent one?
Yeah.
It's our first one off this album, yeah.
Yeah.
Will you perform that for us?
Would that be okay?
Just for you guys, yeah.
Can you just call me Joker?
On that note.
Codeline, good to see you. Best of luck with all the new music, and we'll look forward to it, and the new album on the way, and all the performances.
All right, Jim.
What else are you looking forward to?
Easter. Valentine's Day.
We're bringing out our own Easter egg this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. See you later. Thanks very much. Good luck.
On the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM4 with their brand new single, Wherever You Are, it's Codeline.
You say you love me. You say you care. And when you're with me, my future's there. We get carried away in emotion. We get lost in each other's eyes. And we forget what we regret as we cast our fears aside. When the world's getting hard, I will go to wherever you are. Running blind in the dark, I will go to wherever you are, wherever you are, that's where I'll be. Wherever you are, that's where I'll be. Forget the violence, forget the world, I see smile and I'm lost for words.
carried away in emotion. We get lost in each other's eyes, and we forget what we regret as we cast our fears aside. When the world's getting hard, I will go to wherever you are. Running blind in the dark, I will go to wherever you are. Wherever you are, that's where I'll be. Wherever you are, that's where I'll be. That's where I'll be.
Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Right, it is time right now on the Strawberry Alarm Clock to do some more bonus editions of FM 104's Dish the Dirt. And in that, we can tell you about this man who we caught up with yesterday, but we can't go into too much detail.
Here comes Niall Horan.
Here he comes.
Here comes Niall Horan.
Here he comes.
What is he doing? Let's hope it's not boring.
FM 104.
Well, I can tell you something that's not, didn't happen in our chat.
Right.
It's Lou Teasdale. According to Lou Teasdale, former hairstylist for One Direction, Niall Horan needs to reach for the bleach. He's the ambassador for vitamin brand Sugar Bear Hair. And he said, I wish Niall would dye his hair blonde. He's not as light anymore. I say to him, you were really fit when you were blonde.
Can you just call me Joker? He's he's not as blonde. He's a bit more brown, mousy now than he was. But sure, look, he's getting older.
Which is, but you know, your hair doesn't get darker as you get older.
Yes, it does. I used to be blonde, like white blonde.
I was jet blonde when I was a kid. But Niall Horan was dying it back then, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, this is his natural hair now, no? Speaking of Joker director Todd Phillips was shocked by the controversy over the film's violence. He said, I wasn't prepared. I was taken aback by people talking about the level of violence as if it was irresponsible.
It felt like
the most responsible portrayal of violence I'd seen in a long time in movies, he said.
Yeah, the kicking on the ground is quite... it's vicious.
He's vicious, yeah.
But it's a movie that was made to have an impact on you. You're going to remember that movie in 10 years ago. Jeez, remember that? That was mad. Lewis Capaldi admits it's been a long and hard road to success, but it's all been worth it. He is up for Song of the Year at the Grammys this Sunday night. They're still going ahead. He'll be up against Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish. And he says it took loads and loads of hard work and years to get established.
Didn't get an email from a manager till I was 19 years old. 8 years of nothingness. What a slog it was. But it was quite cool because over that period, obviously, I'd sounded very different from the age of 11 to 19.
And the message there, in case you need me to repeat it for you, is never give up.
Never give up. Gwyneth Paltrow has spoken about, you know, horrifying people with her new candles.
Yeah.
She said it smelled...
Oh, we all know by this stage. Yeah,
we all know.
Yeah.
But now, the well-being guru... Now, she's Mrs. Wellbeing. She was experimenting with mushrooms that weren't portobello, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that she was on those mushrooms. She had mushrooms for her dinner that night that weren't portobello. And she was, when she said that, she was kidding.
but she was also away. She was a little bit, you know, altered.
Was she doing the shrooms or not?
She was on the shrooms. She was off her banger. She said it as a joke.
But that is veganism.
She said, we're on mushrooms. It became a funny thing, and it was funny for us, but also a little bit punk rock. Women are, a lot of us have grown up feeling shame around our bodies. This is a subversive candle. So, I think it smells of flowers, but she was only messing.
What smells of flowers now? The candle?
The candle,
or
yeah.
Her?
The candle, yeah. I think so. I think she was joking that it smelled so nice. It smelled like
can
her.
I just say, if a man came out this week and said he had a candle that was eau de Mickey, he would be cancelled by now.
He would, yeah.
You know? And nobody would buy that, obviously, by the way, but...
Well, it's a marketing idea for Mattress Mick.
Jesus Christ.
He probably won't go with it.
There's no words.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.